afternoon. Welcome back from live here at TechEd in New Orleans. I have the fantastic Tiffany Wallace with me. Tiffany, why don't you tell the folks a little about who you are, what you do, and who you work for, and all that fun jazz.
Excellent. My name is Tiffany Wallace. I am the Director of Partner Alliances for New Horizons Computer Learning Centers. My franchise group actually has 22 locations in the central United States.
Yep.
So we go, I guess you could say, all the way up to Colorado and all the way down to Albuquerque, covering Texas, Louisiana, 11 states total. And my role at New Horizons is obviously, as a director of Partner Alliances, to connect partners with New Horizons and be that one voice so that when we're easy to do business with.
Yep.
And that's
well,
my role in that.
You definitely are easy to do business with. I mean, I thank you enough. And I'm fortunate enough that Tiffany not only helps me with that, she is in my backyard here in New Orleans as well. So
very lucky
in the territory. But today I want to kind of focus on something you and I have talked about that we're pretty passionate about is the, you know, being an evangelist. Everybody's like, what do you do, man? I'm like, I work with the IT pro community, and I know you've seen changes over the years, especially with that. So when we talk about IT pro community, how would you define that, and how would you work with that?
So it's always interesting for me when I talk about community, because as a partner, we always think of the partner community, and that's not the case we're talking about. We're talking about, like you're saying, IT pro. So it's a fine line of balance for me of who I'm speaking to, of how I speak about it. But when I talk about IT pro community, I think that it's really changed because there's so much more digital content. There's so much more of a virtual relationship where, you know, years ago, it really was that in-person user group touch that we still see. But we see lots more of folks connecting virtually from across the U.S., across the globe, who have the same interests and really making a difference in their own work life and understanding best practices, implementation, management. So the IT pro community has grown very strategically, not on purpose.
Well, and it's one of those things. It's like that online, you know, the value of that is just the technology and being involved in those user groups or that community environment. Because I think sometimes people, especially in IT, and maybe it was because of the nature of a data center, right? Your own little closet, your own little room. But you really have to change that, because developers, I think, have given us that model of when you get a whole bunch of developers, they all get together and build community. And IT pros were a little resistant to that.
They were. And I think that they're very territorial. And so I think you're right when you say the little closet, right? Like, I'm doing everything right, and I don't need someone else to tell me how to do it. TechEd is such a huge part of that community, because I feel like folks come together and they really don't feel individual.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, of course, I think I saw this week where somebody said you can't, the best quote of the week or something was that you can't put a patch on user experience, right? There's no patch for user error. And I think that when they get here, they see someone that is their peer, someone who has the same experience, someone who understands what it's like to walk in their shoes.
Yeah.
And that is how I actually got to know a group called The Crew at TechEd. And so what Matt and I love to talk about, actually, is the fact that before we met in person, we had an email relationship,
emails,
right?
Maybe a phone call.
We connected on Facebook. I saw he was an Ohio State fan. I mean, I saw that kind of stuff.
Man, OH.
Ohio State, right?
Yeah, the Ohio State.
And we connected on there. We connected on Twitter and really started, but you know, paid attention to a little bit of what's going on in each other's professional life. But at the same time, not until you make that personal connection in person do you really understand the true value of what business relationships can bring. With that said, my first TechEd in Los Angeles several years ago, I came across a group of fellas by the name, they call themselves The Crew. And that was my first indication of community. That was before I'd ever been involved in a user group, anything of that nature. And this group had grown from that conference when I first met them, about 30 to 50 people, to, well, I think they're close to 1,000 members now. They've had two functions this week. One was 700 people, one was 200 people, the Sunday night event and the Monday night event. So, and The Crew is all about community. So it is, you have folks that will spin off and do an exchange roundtable out of The Crew.
Yeah.
They'll do best practices, mentoring. I walked up on a conversation at one of their functions this week where, you know, they were talking about one of the folks in The Crew who is just really stressed, working 80 hours a week, not getting the support he needs at the office. And so that's not a session you're going to come here and attend a TechEd, but it was a conversation of how can we help him to communicate better to his team, to express more what he needs to support them, and what are the wins for the company if he is supported better, if he actually can execute on projects that they want him to manage.
Oh, that's amazing.
Right? And you don't see that you may have a session or two that is professional development, but these guys come for the tech experience, but the professional side of the house is so important. And so they have been an organization that I've been involved with And it's and I truly feel like member. I don't go in as a partner. I go in as I'm a member of the crew. And it truly has changed my tech ed experience, because I just think that they're just a great, and they're year all year long. It's an active conversation. If there's other conferences, then they plug into each other, like who's going to MMS, who's going to be at this conference, and so there can be some connections made in person there as well.
Well, and I think about something you brought up that's very important, right, is online community is important, because when you're not at TechEd or when you can't get those community gatherers or you can't get the user group, but there's no way that those folks would have been able to get to that guy, because you can't see 80 hours of work online. You can't see the stress in there. You might see it in how they write and how they react. But that's the kind of stuff that they'll always talk about community. People talk about networking, right? Yeah, you're going to get the technology. Technology's out there. You can use Bing. You can find all that technology, or you can Google it using Bing. You have those types of things that are out there. But the importance of that community is to build those friendships and those relationships. And that's the one thing I saw, because I got to go. I got invited to the crew this year. This is my very first time I got to go with the crew. And it was more of just you saw people giving each other hugs. You saw just a community of, hey, I haven't seen you. It's a good time. How are you doing? What projects are you working on? And you're right, those conversations just kind of spun up, and it's very organic, and there's something to be learned from that.
It really is, and I think that from your role with Microsoft, I think is so crucial, because we can't back away that this community exists, right? And I mean, we can definitely pretend that everybody knows where to go find the right information and how to make the right decisions. And I can run as many events as possible at New Horizons, right, to talk about new technology. But it's really that interpersonal relationship that you can have a conversation with someone. You know, we have always said our instructor-led training, you would find more conversations that happen in the class where students would leave and go, you know, I sat next to this guy and he's doing this, and maybe we're doing it this way. We really should be doing it this, you know, that way instead. And so there's nothing like that personal relationship. So in New Orleans, we have a strong user group community, as well as most of the cities I cover. Houston always blows me away. They have huge numbers. And I know that that's something you're involved with.
Yep.
And you help facilitate. I would tell folks, if you're not, you know, that's a great place to start for community, is to get involved in a user group, get involved in your own local user group, and then start to identify who are the leaders in that group and who could be your peer, who could be a mentor for you, same size type org, and same role as yourself.
Well, and taking that networking to a whole nother level, right?
Exactly.
Because chances are, and this is one thing, I think IT pros are lazy by nature, right? We want to find somebody that's there, and we want to find somebody that's doing the same things that we're doing as well.
Right. Right. And there's just so much to be learned. I think that when we get here this week, it's interesting, because many conferences I attend, it's really just about people wanting to go to the session to see the speakers, but there's no personal touch between the users. And that's kind of how the crew started, was that they were like, you know what? We're all kind of doing the same job, and we know our company's sending one or two people. And so how can it be that when we're all there, we can connect and really kind of keep that relationship going throughout the year?
Yeah, and that's outstanding. So, Tiffany, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come out with me and talk to me about technology. Any last closing thoughts?
You know, I can't say enough about what Matt brings to my business and the role that the user group community and just being community focused. So I really appreciate what you do for us at New Horizons, and thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Awesome. Yeah, and folks, I'm just one of 12 people across the nation. So if you're not happen to be in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, or Texas, just drop me an email. I'll get you connected with a local version of me in that territory.
Be a great business decision.